meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Hartley Nagel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of January 23rd, 2017? Mr. Smiley.
While I was not here, I have listened to the tape and reviewed the minutes. I make a motion to approve as distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Yes, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Under the proper order of business, I will be moving to table resolution 017-095 and resolution 017-096. The tabling comes at a request of the applicant of the Vista at Red Line, as was stated in our land use meeting the other day, agreeing and requesting that we table the resolutions for a period of 30 days. I have a copy of the email if anyone needs to see it or would like to see it. Otherwise, I'll be doing that under the proper order of business. And also, we will have one presentation this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Smiley.
Ordinance 17-070 will remain on the table.
Thank you. Are there any announcements from member of council regarding legislation? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 18006, amend the grants budget, appropriate $92,909.61 in actual program income to the down payment revolving loans grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Community Services. Ordinance 18007, amend the grants budget, appropriate $103,500 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund SLEAF to the SLEAF 250 Ballistic Helmets Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18008, amend the grants budget, appropriate $100,000 from Newcastle County Council to the 2018 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 18009, amend the FY 2018 approved operating budget, reduce the grant and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to provide funding for the 2018 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Grant. Ordinance 18010, amending Section 2.04.103A, Complaint of the Newcastle County Ethics Code to require the Ethics Commission to provide the names of any and all complainants to the subject of a filed complaint. Ordinance 18011, amending Section 2.04.103L, Confidentiality of the Newcastle County Ethics Code to allow the same free speech rights afforded the complainant to the subject of the complaint. Ordinance 18012, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 4, Boards, Committees, and Commissions, Division 2.04.100, Ethics Commission, Section 2.04.103, Investigations, to ensure proper notification. Ordinance 18013, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 4, Boards, Committees, and Commissions, Division 2.04.100, Ethics Commission, Section 2.04.103, Investigations to Deter Frivolous Complaints.
Reports from select and special committees. May I please have the reports from any committees of council, starting with land use, Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. We met last Tuesday, February 6th. We discussed a plan for Whitehall Elementary School in St. George's 100. We discussed the rezoning for Forward Commons, and we talked about Section 1 and Section 2 of Vista at Red Lion.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Cardien.
Thank you, Madam President. The Finance Committee met today at 1:30 on the 8th floor. We had a very kind of abbreviated agenda. At the approval of minutes, no resolutions were under consideration, only one ordinance dealing with the capital budget of the Glasgow Regional Park. We approved four council grants for various members of council, and we took comments from the executive branch. We also had a discussion of the budget hearing process for the fiscal 2019 budget, and then after no comments were received from the public, we adjourned.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, I just want to add one small footnote, and that is that the dates and times for the FY19 budget hearings have been duly posted in both of the cases and on the council website.
Thank you. Public safety, Mr. Street. Thank you. The consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Wait to the end?
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 18031, congratulating and commending Thomas M. Mark Gott for serving as president of the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Company, Inc. Resolution 18032, congratulating and commending Deborah D. Wicks on her retirement from the Smyrna School District after more than 40 years of dedicated service.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Presentations, Mr. Bell?
Okay, at this time, Madam President, members of council, I'd like to ask Councilman Street to join myself up front to make a presentation to the president of the Holloway Terrace Fire Company, Thomas Mark Gott.
And Mr. Market, please come up.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This evening, Councilman Street and myself will be presenting on behalf of County Council Resolution Number 18-031, congratulating and commending Thomas M. Marcott for serving as president of the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Company, Incorporated. Whereas Thomas M. Marcott was installed as president of the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Company in December 1997 and held the position for 20 consecutive years, Mark also served as the chairman of the board of directors for the last 20 years also. Whereas Mark oversaw and managed the purchasing of numerous pieces of fire apparatus, ambulances, and marine crafts, as well as firefighting gear and other equipment essential for the protection of life and property of the volunteers. Holloway Terrace Fire Company facility. He presided over lean and prosperous times, always maintaining financial stability for the fire company during his tenure of service. Whereas Mark has been a member of the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Company for over 40 consecutive years and currently serves as first vice president of the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association. He will be installed as president in December of 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Thomas M. Marcotte for serving the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Company as their president for 20 consecutive years. Furthermore, Newcastle County would like to thank him for his exceptional commitment throughout his many years of service to the citizens in his community and throughout Newcastle County, Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations, President Mark Cox. He's not saying anything about me not having any hair.
Congratulations, sir.
Congratulations.
Next, moving on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, signing your name and affiliation. After the particular resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. R18033, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, would you please read Resolution 18033 by title only and present to council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 18033, amend the FY 2018 capital program, transfer $955,000 from the Glasgow Regional Park Hermitage capital project to the Glasgow Regional Park Maintenance Base capital project.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. As we discussed upstairs in committee with the acting GM, this is no new dollars. This is only moving dollars around in the existing capital project.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Sheldon.
Yeah, I was sorry I didn't make upstairs meeting. I was late coming in. But can I ask Mr. Tackett, is this part of the $1.8 million that BSS has, or is this a separate project altogether?
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. That was the contract, Councilman.
Yeah, it was contractors BSS, it was $1.8
Yes, right? Yep. This is this is moving dollars to be able to build the maintenance base, which then would be awarded to them.
Okay, then. So this is part of the bigger plan that they have.
Only for the maintenance base.
Right.
That's Mr. Sheldon commenting. Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18033.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R18033 is passed. Next, R18034, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to have Resolution 18-034 read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption. And I would also like to add Councilman Holland as a co-sponsor.
Second.
Second. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you.
Resolution 18034, approving the tax-exempt status of an 85% portion of the Wilmington Youth Rowing Association for recreational property located at 500 East Front Street, Wilmington, Delaware, tax parcel number 26050.00082. Mr. Street? Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I appreciate Councilman Street allowing me to co-sponsor. The Wilmington Youth Rowing Association is as old as he say it is, and I know for years they've been trying to get this exemption, and going back several administrations, the then finance director refused to allow, for whatever reason, the Wilmington Youth Rowing Association to achieve this exemption. For whatever reason, I think it's long overdue. It is a very positive for the youth of Wilmington. It's very inclusive, and I just wanted to make certain that I was still supportive of this, and I appreciate Councilman Street allowing me to co-sponsor with him.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18034.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R18034 is passed. Next, R18035. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. There should be one correction on Resolution 18-035. It's saying the plan of Whitehall Elementary School, and it is actually the plan of the Lorwood Grove Elementary School at St. George's 100, and which is at Whitehall. So I don't know, from a legal standpoint, council to council, we okay?
Council to council.
Okay. All right. So I move that Resolution 18-035, the plan of Lorwood Grove Elementary School, St. George's 100, north side of Lorwood Grove Road, at the corner of, I'm supposed to actually move that you read that into the record.
Yeah.
So get carried away because I was trying to make my correction. Okay. I move that Resolution 18-035 be read by title only as corrected and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Quick point. The plan is Whitehall. So shouldn't it stay?
Council to council?
That's what, that was my understanding.
Is the plan Whitehall, or is the correction? Mr. Smiley?
Can I make a suggestion?
We have the land.
The plan of Whitehall, also known as Lorwood.
Can we have land use comment? I see you're standing in the back.
Resolution title, that is the record plan.
Okay, thank you.
A point of information, just for the record.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes, none of that which was said is recorded, so it would be much better if they would come to the microphone as standard practice and make that statement into the mic.
Agreed. Please come up. Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Good point.
But it'll be on record now.
We can still call it board with Rick also.
Yes, Mr. Council, with Newcastle County Land Use Department. So the question stated was the title, the resolution for the Whitehall Elementary School. The record plan is titled for Whitehall Elementary, and it's part of an overall master plan for the community for the Whitehall subdivision. So the resolution title and the elementary school title that's on the current record plan for the site are consistent. They recommend proceeding with the title as advertised.
Okay, thank you very much. The question is answered, Mr. Bell. Any further comments?
If that's from land use, that's official.
Good for you. Is there any other questions or comments from members of council?
Just to read it.
Yeah, I have to read it real quick. Resolution 18035, plan of Whitehall Elementary School, St. George's 100, north side of Lowellwood Grove Road at the corner of Mapleton Avenue and Raleigh Street. Major land development plan that proposes to construct a 96,000 square foot floor elementary school with associated site improvements.
And Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from members of council?
Sure.
Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18035.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R18035 is passed. Moving on to ordinances. 018002. Mr. Bell, Mr. Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to have ordinance number 18-002 read by title on the text of the council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18002, amend the grants budget, appropriate $47,460 in actual program income to the community policing grant, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018002.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
018002 is passed.
All four were brought up in the Public Safety Committee meeting, and Councilman Street have reported on each, so he would be introducing all four.
Okay.
He would be speaking to all
four. Oh, so you're motioning for the next ones were over with him. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. 018003, Mr. Street.
Second.
Ordinance 18003, amend the grants budget, appropriate $28,311.28 in state aid to local law enforcement SALI funds from the State of Delaware, Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the State Aid to Local Law Enforcement SALI, FY 2018 Targeted Analytic Policing System TAPS Overtime Grant for the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Street? Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018003.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
018-003 is passed. Next, 018-004, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, present that to council
and present for consideration and adoption.
I need a second.
Second.
Ordinance 18004, amend the FY 2018 capital budget, transfer $955,000 from the Glasgow Regional Park Hermitage capital project to the Glasgow Regional Park maintenance base capital project.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Companion piece, per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'm closing the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-004.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
018-004 is passed. Next, 018-005. Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to have ordinance 18-005 read by title and introduction before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18005, amend the grants budget, appropriate $118,628 in federal funding from the University of Baltimore College of Public Affairs, Center for Drug Policy and Enforcement, to the Newcastle County Hero Help Program grant for the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Street? Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Oh, please come up and state your name and your affiliation.
My name is Erin Goldner, and I am an advocate in the community. I've been working on the opioid epidemic stuff for a few years, more than that.
Can you pull the mic down just a little bit?
Thank you. And I'm just a small fish, is what I've been told. But I work really hard at helping people. I've met with the previous chief, trying to work with the current chief with all that's on their hands, but I really worked hard and was put in the middle of a lot of craziness having to do with this Hero Help stuff, and I definitely support Hero Help, and I would like to be included, but if not, that's okay. The previous experience with calling Hero Help, it was not a 24-hour line. And not everybody was trained when they said they were trained. And I know they're working harder to train them now, but there was misinformation put out about Hero Help. And when I saw this on the agenda, it just hurt. It just hurt because, I guess, because I don't know, I don't know people in law enforcement, or I don't have a family member in law enforcement, or I don't know what it is, but I really was hurt that I was put in the middle of a lot of, you know, the transition from the Tom Gordon administration to the Matt Meyer administration, and I just wanted to stay focused on the opioid epidemic and that, and I got harmed through the process, and I was not included, but I continued to get harmed, got harmed, went through that, but I don't know. I hope Hero Help does become 24/7. I hope it's supposedly based off of the Angel program, which includes peers, and I've really been trying to advocate for more women to be included. It's like a male-dominated situation, and this is my last attempt to just continue. I did notice there was another piece of legislation for Hero Help. I am somebody in recovery. I've worked very hard, and I deal with trauma every day. I see people. I'm in a hospital. I'm getting phone calls that people need care for their children, and like some my friends, you know, people on life support, you know, own family members, and just I need help and support. And if I could work with the first responders and the public safety, that way the peers can be included in this, like, data collecting, because I guess it's about data collecting. I'm happy that people are great grant writers and, you know, they're in compliance, but compliance isn't always quality care. Compliance isn't always equal good outcomes. Compliance is like a totally different, with its business design. When you're talking about caring for people with opioid use, it's not always about compliance. And if there are individuals that specialize in those kind of guidelines and fitting all that, maybe they can help the people that are down on the ground doing a lot of the dirty work, sitting in the ERs, being the transportation, because no one wants to pick up the phone call for the overdose or no one wants to respond. And I'm not the bad guy. I just really worked hard.
10 seconds.
And I just felt like, you know, we got the Haida guy and just a lot of using of people's ideas and a lot of using of people's efforts and, you know, blood, sweat, and tears kind of stuff. And then they just kind of get tossed aside because they don't know how to write things perfectly well. But they're the ones who seem to be able to help people get recovery and stay sober. And they're the ones who respond when nobody else wants to in the middle of the darn night. It's not convenient. It's a sacrifice to help people. And it just hurts. People on the ground don't have, like, you know, badges and walkies and can call people in. And then we don't always have people. Sometimes you're dealing with the mother and a lot. So the Hero Help is hopefully to help the peers that are in the community.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your courage for coming up and speaking. And I see Carla Bond right there. Thank you, Ms. Carla Bond.
Good evening. Vaughn Bond, Chief of Police, Newcastle County. I just wanted to clarify something. I know that Aaron is very passionate about this situation with the opioid and the heroin addiction. And we are equally as passionate for it. And that is the reason why, Aaron, and everyone, that we sought to get a grant where we could bring in a civilian to help us to oversee this Hero Help program. One thing that I think that we need to clear up is many people think that it is the police officers that are actually doing the treatment. We are not. What we're doing is we are recognizing that many of the individuals we come into contact with from day to day are suffering from addiction. And instead of dealing with it in the way that we dealt with it over the years, which is simply putting handcuffs on someone and arresting them and taking them to jail and saying good luck, we have decided that we want to open our doors and we want to get that person into a treatment facility so that they can get the help they need. The majority of the people that we get through our Hero Help program aren't individuals that we are encountering on the street. They are individuals who are actually walking into our police station and asking us for help. And so with the Hero Help coordinator, we realize that as police officers, we don't know all of the resources that are available. We don't understand all that a person who is suffering from addiction is going through. So it was in our best interest, if we're going to have this program, would be to bring in someone who has that knowledge, someone who could work on it full time. We are often tasking a major or command staff officer with not only handling the day-to-day responsibilities of their particular command, but also dealing with this Hero Help program. And that's not fair to the officer, and it's certainly not fair to the person and the people who are suffering from addiction. And so, Aaron, I'm sorry that you feel that way. If there's a way that we can incorporate you in some way, in shape, and form in it, I know you've been speaking with Major McLucas quite a bit, then we will, because you have expertise in this. And we're willing to take that on and use you, allow your talents to come forward so we can help others who are going through this. So I just wanted to clarify that, that, you know, we are here. Part of the reason is we could easily, you know, say, okay, well, we're not going to get a coordinator. We'll keep it going the way that it's going. The reality is the way it's going is okay. We don't do things okay at Newcastle County Police. We want to do them better. And so this right here, we hope, will give us that opportunity by bringing in someone who has that experience, hiring them, and then we're looking forward to seeing them turn this program into, you know, something that it should be from the beginning, an opportunity for us to really, really, I think as of today, we have 60-some people who went through it. Next year, I would love to see that number well over 100, and I think that we can accomplish that. But more importantly, we can save lives and make a difference in the community and the lives of those individuals who are suffering. All right?
Thank you, Colonel Vaughn. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-005.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
018-005 is passed. Next, substitute number one for ordinance 16044. Mr. Weiner?
Thank you, Madam President. I ask that substitute one to ordinance 16-044 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration.
Substitute number one to ordinance 16004 to revise zoning map Brandywine 100, Southside Silverside Road, west of Marsh Road, and north of Glenside Avenue, 3.29 acres from NC-15 Neighborhood Conservation Single Family Detached Dwellings to CN Commercial Neighborhood, and 8.17 acres from NCSD Neighborhood Conservation Semi-Detached Dwellings to CN, and to amend the 2012 Comprehensive Plan consistent therewith.
Mr. Weiner?
Thank you, Madam President. I don't see the need to call for the attorney for the applicant to come forward because there was an ample presentation to the public and to the county council at the land use committee meeting, as well as other public hearings before the planning board and the Historic Review Board. Of course, if the public so asks, and of course we'll bring them up, I would like to make some comments on the record. This is a very historic parcel, and we say that easily, but if we go back to 1799, the legislature set aside this area for a school. It was the farmers who lived in the area of Brandywine 100 that built this school for the public with their own monies. And this became the first free non-religious school in Delaware and perhaps the country, continuously operating as a free school, not related to a church, from 1799 until 1939. Historic research was done by Brandywine 100's own historian, James Hanby, who's here this evening. And we relish the opportunity to talk about our oldest school because it was deteriorating and it could have simply been lost to history. But now we're going to have a replica of that building that will sit in the middle of a pedestrian precinct, a little park within this mixed-use project. So from 1799 to 1939, we had the school. Those children from 1939 still speak. Their recording was done at a Brady 100 History Expo that James Hamby and I put on for the community, where the octogenarians, who were the kids, the farm kids in the 30s and 40s, came forward, and we recorded this for posterity. And it's great to hear these stories of these kids who were in their elder years when we recorded this, 15 years ago. We have this history of their experiences with this school. Go forward from 1939 to 1992. This parcel comes up for a rezoning to make it a commercial shopping center. And at this time, I was a younger guy. I was the zoning chairman of CCOBH. Our community met together. We included the Ford family that had taken possession of the schoolroom back and the farm, and the community opposed a commercial shopping center. But long story short, we reached a compromise, semi-detached housing, after a number of years. The community that I represented was not simply anti. We were pro-responsible development, and we came up with a transition between single-family residential and the commercial. Well, fast forward, it never got built. And so now the settings came forward with another proposal that yet meets the needs of today's community. It's an aging residential community built in the 50s and 60s post-World War II. And we need that transition, and also to enhance walkability and bikeability by connecting the communities nearby so we can walk to where we live, shop, work, and play, and not being a hostage to an automobile in an area that already has lots of traffic. So the proposal went through with community support over 2 years of community meetings. I'm so pleased that the constituents I represent are not here filling this room with opposition, because this project was done right by meeting with the community, finding what we needed, and what we supported at planning board, at the historic review board hearing, at the board of adjustment, walkability, bikeability, and a mixed-use urbanity with architectural excellence that will bring our community together and allow us to begin to initiate changes elsewhere in some of the other older shopping centers in the area that really could use some updating. Some conditions were put on that have to be met before the record plan goes forward, and I've been pleased to note these conditional approvals. The applicant shall create a means for the long-term maintenance of the forward schoolhouse replica and make it available to public use by the time we go for record plan. The applicant is going to invest in hard surface pedestrian connections in to Glenside Farm and investigate the potential of a hard surface pedestrian connection into Grayling Crest. The architectural renderings also, which were submitted, will be what you see is what you get, and that will be part of the plan. And I also want to talk about the sidewalk on Silverside Road. It will go further than simply what the frontage of the project is. It'll connect right up to Grayling Crest. And I want to say that I've reviewed the traffic study, and the traffic plan doesn't create failure. It's in conformity with all the requirements of our traffic impact requirements. And with that, of course, if there's anyone from the public that wants to speak, of course, they're welcome. But I believe the community is very satisfied with where they are so far.
Mr. Powers.
I guess I brought it up. The one pond is supposed to be a recharge. I questioned that at the time because I'm the Hockeysville, and I'm wondering, because I don't want you having a problem that it ends up in somebody's basement downstream. Mm-hmm. And I know they are supposed to get back with something on that.
I didn't know.
You weren't here.
Yes.
When I see a recharge.
Yes.
And it was only 8 foot deep. Mm-hmm. And knowing that rock under there.
Perhaps we should ask the applicant's attorney to come forward.
Mr. Powers, would you like the applicant to come up and speak?
Yes, and it might be land use, too. So I don't know what they requested on this.
Any particular order you prefer them? Will the applicant please come up and speak, and perhaps land use?
I swore I was going to do that. Good evening, members of council. Michael Hoffman of Terabicos Grasso here tonight on behalf of the applicant. Also with me here this evening is Colm Diascanis, the CDA engineering, the project engineering. As Councilman Powers mentioned, this question was raised during the Land Use Committee, and Colm is here. I understand there was a little confusion in the explanation, and he can clarify that point here this evening.
Good evening, Colm Diascanis with CDA Engineering. Yes, and I apologize for any confusing at the Land Use Committee hearing. The reference to recharge is only within the proposed bioretention soil that we install, not in the subsurface bedrock or clayey soils or things like that. In the geotechnical report, it actually even speaks to that, and it says that there's limited infiltration. In fact, the in four of the six locations they tested, they had no discernible movement. They couldn't even measure a recharge rate at all. The other one was 1/2 inch per hour, and one last one was 1 inch per hour. So, and they recommend against infiltration. So the goal is not to infiltrate. Our stormwater practices will have outlet pipes. We will have under drains, and also larger pipes for larger storm events. We will have outlet structures. So not only will they be piped from our stormwater facility, but those pipes will then connect to public underground piping infrastructure. The bioretention will drain into the neighboring subdivision that has a delta pipe already in place, and the outflow from the stormwater structure will be less than what that pipe can handle and less than what's going out from there today. And the one in the north of the area that drains the Silverside Road will go into a closed delta system. And delta will have to approve the flows, as will the county, to ensure that our design mitigates the runoff such that it's lower after the development's constructed than it is today. But all the runoff will go into these piping systems, will not recharge into the subsurface. The reference to recharge is only in the actual amended soil mix that we put in that's above the under drain.
So thank you. Mr. Powers.
What is the soil type in the subsoil?
The subsoil is dope down, silt with sand. The geotechnical firm that did the investigations was Geotechnology and Associates, known as GTA, and they found a mixture. They found some areas of rock, they found silts with sand, and they found clayey sands, and they found sandy silts. That's how and that's how they classified them. And groundwater was about 7 to 8 feet below, but from the areas between the groundwater elevation and where the existing grade is today, it was mostly clay type soils or rocky soils, not conducive to infiltration.
So how deep,
Mr. Powers?
How deep is this?
We won't go. We will be above that groundwater elevation. We have to be above 2 feet above the groundwater.
Where elevation. You're going to put your whatever soils or compost or whatever the heck?
Yeah, that's typically that's typically from surface grade down 2 feet. It's only 2 feet, and then below that, you typically have 2 feet of stone, and then it's the virgin soils. But within that 2 feet of stone, that's where we have the under drain. So the runoff will enter into through the biosoil, which actually cleans it. You know, that's the idea. That's kind of like a filter. The plants also work to do that. And then it filters through some of the stone and then into the under drain.
Okay.
And then the under drain is designed to take all that flow.
Just so, Councilman Weiner, when they said recharge, and I'm thinking stuff that was in Councilwoman Diller's on Iron Hill, that some of the water above ended up going in the basements below because it hits that rock and it comes out. Mm-hmm. Now, it depends on what your soil, and if you got more clays, yes, you'll hold it up there. But, you know, as long as you're not into a lot of sand and gravel.
No, and so the intent is to capture the runoff before it even enters into that virgin subgrade soil. So the only thing the runoff will go through will be materials we put in there in conformance with the state sediment stormwater regulations. And I apologize, when we were discussing, I should have been more accurately stating it's kind of recharging through just the biosoil media that we're putting in, not any native soil.
Well, I didn't mean to put you on the plate.
That's okay. No, that's not. That's good. It's good. It's good to discuss. It's a good. It's a concern. It's a concern. So that's good. So,
but I just didn't want to see a problem created downhill. And, you know, you had said at the elevation of 300, almost 300 feet. You know, that could be a problem.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Powers, would you like Lamis to speak to it? Do you have any questions?
I think he answered.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Cordier.
Thank you. I have no questions of the folks that are up. I just would like to make a couple statements. First of all, I want to applaud the applicant for engaging with the community to work out a plan that, as you can see from the gallery, there is no opposition here, and I think that speaks to years of work in dialogue and in compromise and in sensitivity to issues raised by the local community, especially regarding the historicity of this site with the Forward School and its great public education service it provided for all the farm families in Brandywine 100 and up until the 30s. And I'm looking forward to two things here. Looking forward to the replica school and having public use of that. And I'm also looking forward to this very progressive development plan with a lot of mixed use, residential and commercial together in a walkable setting that integrates with the adjacent neighborhood and the surrounding commercial in the area. So it's good work. This is a textbook example of how we should do redevelopment, if we could call this, infill development in Newcastle County. Thank you again to the applicant and his team.
Thank you. Are there any other members of councils with questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. I'm going to remind council that this is a poll vote coming up. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number one for ordinance 16044.
Mr. Bell?
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendations of our land use department, the planning board, and our historic review committee, as well as the community involvement and support from the neighboring communities.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes based on a positive recommendation for the Department of Land Use of Newcastle County, the Planning Board, the Historic Review Board of Newcastle County, and also the agreement of the nearby communities and its consistency with the local community character.
Ms. Diller?
I am voting yes based on the suitability of the property for the uses of this development.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
I am voting yes because of the positive recommendation of the Department and Planning Board and the support of the community.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes in the support of the recommendation from the Land Use Department.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes based on the Department of Land Use recommendation and the character of the area.
Mr. Sheldon?
I'm voting yes based on the land use recommendation.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Street?
Voting yes based on the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
Based on the recommendation of land use, I am voting yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Based upon the affirmative recommendation of the Land Use Department and Planning Board and the community support working collaboratively with the applicant over many years, I am voting yes.
Mr. Rhodes?
Yeah, based on the recommendations from Department of Land Use and the community, I will be voting yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Substitute number one for ordinance 16044 is passed. 017095 and 096 are tabled.
I need to read them in.
No.
I thought you said they were here.
Yeah, I have to read them first, yeah.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance 17-095 be read by title and with the intent to table.
Second.
Ordinance 17095, revive previously approved preliminary major land development plan with rezoning for Vista at Red Lion Section 1, Red Lion 100, north side of Old Porter Road, west of Red Lion Road, east of Grissom Lane.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. As I related earlier, a written request was received by Mr. Dev Sitaram from Cairns Engineering on behalf representing the developer of the project, and he has requested and agreed, as he did at the workshop, to have this tabled for a period of 4 weeks. I'd like to make a motion at this time to table Ordinance 17-095.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is tabled. Next, 017096, Mr. Bell.
Move that Ordinance 17-096 be read into the record and then tabled.
Second. Ordinance 17096, revise previously approved preliminary major land development plan with rezoning for Vista at Red Lion Section 2, Red Lion 100, south side of Old Porter Road, west of Red Lion Road, east of Grissom Lane.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Based upon the same information provided under 095, and I move at this time to table it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is tabled. Next, 017070, Mr. Smiley.
That one remains tabled.
Next, does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none, moving on, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.